Joining us now is Sharon Van Dyke, who's been on the program before with an update which may represent a somber intersection between a passion for justice, an interest in Libya, and the war that's going on there. Sharon Van Dyke, good morning.
Good morning.
So, Sharon, when we last spoke with you, it was all because of the circumstances of your son, who you believe to be a journalist?
Well, he's writing a book, traveling through the Middle East on via motorcycle. He's been through over a dozen Middle Eastern, North African countries to write about his travels and adventures and the people and the culture.
And he landed in Libya, where, for reasons that are not completely clear, he was taken into custody and held in solitary confinement for a while, which was the circumstance that motivated our conversation with you early. He was released from that solitary confinement. Have you had contact with him?
Yes, actually, I spoke to him this morning for just about 2 minutes. He doesn't have, there's no cell phone service, so when he has the chance, about every 4 or 5 days, he's able to borrow a phone from a journalist who is their satellite phone and calls just long enough to let me know or his girlfriend know that he's okay. And he's currently in CERT.
And CERT, of course, is the last battleground for the loyalists for Muammar Gaddafi. Matthew Van Dyke, according to some government officials and recent news photos, suggest that your son has thrown in directly with the rebel fighters. Do you believe that your son has become a mercenary?
Well, I don't think he's a mercenary because I think mercenaries get paid to fight and fight for whatever country they're paid for. He's there. He has joined his friends who are Libyans to help them with their cause, but certainly not a mercenary, not someone that would go other places to fight. He originally went to Libya in March to support his friends, not in fighting, but in terms of talking about a democracy and what they could do with their country. And secondly, as a writer, he's done some freelance writing for some media outlets, and he is been writing this book. He has a master's degree from Georgetown in School of Foreign Service Security Studies.
And he's obviously a very brave individual. Let's remind our listeners of his passion for the cause of the Libyan rebels when he spoke with us on this program.
Well, before I was captured, I made a commitment to the men I was with in Benghazi that I was here with them until Libya was free. I need to find out what happened to the men I was captured with, and, you know, I'm not going to leave them behind.
Sharon Van Dyke, do you think your son has crossed a line here and is in danger?
Well, I think he's in danger because he's in with the fighting. He said that once CERT is, as he said there, once CERT is free and he can find out if the three men that were with him were in the prison, then he'll come home. If they're not in the prison, he knows there were casualties of the war.
But the momentum in Libya seems to be going towards the Transitional National Council and the rebels. Wouldn't it be better for him to stand back and wait for events to work themselves out?
He's not one to stand back and watch the world go by. He's much more.
Not.
He makes a commitment, and he's going to follow through, and he's with his friends, and that's what they're doing. So he has joined them.
Well, Sharon Van Dyke, our heart is with you as you wait for word of your son. We're glad that you spoke with him earlier this morning. Sharon Van Dyke, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Sharon Van Dyke is the mother of Matthew Van Dyke, who is now apparently with the rebels in Libya.